Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, why is it that this is how single moms take their pictures? They gotta do whatever they can to flaunt their moneymaker. Actually, if we want to be more accurate, then this is how single moms really take their pictures. And there needs to be a caption below saying that my kids are my everything. And funny enough, men will still hit it even though she's going to say that she's ready to settle down. Again. I really wish I had hips like that Teletubby. It would stop my jeans from falling down. Up next, you might not choose to date a single mother, but imagine if you had to choose between the Estonian haircut and the Turkish mustache. I had no idea that David Spade was Estonian. Imagine my shock. But I'll take the haircut because I don't want a full 70s bush on my face. It kind of also reminds me of a Hitler mustache on steroids. What I really want is a combination from the Estonian haircut, Turkish mustache, and Brezhnev eyebrows. That eyebrow does a great job protecting his face from those thick Russian winners. Number 3, Taylor Swift held a contest and would perform at any high school for the winner. The online trolls pushed victory for a school for the deaf, and this actually happened. I guess they didn't want people to suffer needlessly through her performance and music. If they really wanted to spare people, then they would have got a school for both the deaf and the blind to win instead. That way they wouldn't have to see no evil and hear no evil. Those aren't trolls. Those are heroes. Moving on, gee, I wonder why 54% of US adults read below the 6th grade level. Maybe it's because those people are in the South and minorities. But you can't say that without appearing to be racist. Illegal immigrants that only speak Spanish are pushing the averages down. This is what happens when you flood the country with third worlders. Demographics is destiny. It's too bad they can't smell or comprehend what demographics or per capita even means. Number 5, here are Canada's new military recruits ready to storm the beaches of Iran. More than likely, they'll be rounding up white truckers when they protest. I guess this is still better than the original plan of the government, which was to start training government workers to be in the military because the recruitment numbers are terrible. Imagine the smell in that barracks. But seriously, Canada's armed forces don't look like they could defeat the Salvation Army. Up next, here's a picture from 1980, when every soft drink bottle on that shelf was still made of glass. Those are the good times before plastic showed up in the mid-80s. I remember in 1987 ordering 2-for-1 pizza, and they were in plastic. I was still drinking from glass bottles until the mid-90s because my family used to order from Mio and Brio, the company that would deliver bottles directly to your door, and take your empty glass ones to get refilled. Number 7, here's the age of Soprano stars when the show launched back in 1999. Why did everyone look so much older for their age back then? Because life was harder and celebrities weren't obsessed with plastic surgery and looks maxing. Maybe it's just called being Italian and eating pasta for 3 meals a day. Also, it's the adults that look older than they are, but the kids actually look young for their ages. Moving on, this guy's wife passed away and left him with 2 kids, and he just found out through a DNA test that they aren't even his. Maybe he can put those bastards in a basket and leave them out in a firehouse. But I wouldn't do that. I'd find the biological father if I could and let him know, and try and pass them off to him if he wants them. Otherwise, I'd have to raise them myself. If I abandoned them, then I would mess up their life even more, and I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I did it. Number 9, I know what you're thinking. Every woman believes in abortion, immigrants, trans people in Palestine, even if they don't share that on their dating profile. It's all about virtue signaling that they too believe in the cause of the weak. And this woman's picture doesn't look all that good. Here in Toronto, they take great photos and they don't look anywhere near as natural or approachable. I think this is missing the message that she's actually anti-Trump. Up next, is this the oldest worker in the United States? This is your future under capitalism. They don't want you to retire, and yet one day the Walmart greeter position will be replaced by an android. This guy will say he was only working there to get out of the house and to give him some purpose. But just look at that face. Does that look like a man that's happy to you? Remember everyone, the tax cattle doesn't retire. It simply gets sent off to the butchers. Number 11, people say that this would be our world if we didn't need to babysit third worlders. Actually, that's only half right. If we didn't have to babysit women, we'd probably be on the other side of the galaxy by now. Realistically, if we didn't have to babysit morons, we'd be living a 1950s quality of life just with better technology. Somewhere out there in the multiverse, that steampunk reality actually exists. But we're stuck in this one. Moving on, this groom-to-be sells his entire vintage Pokemon card collection to pay for an entire dream wedding. Guy's a moron giving up his passion for just one day. Plus, what happens when she divorces him in just a few years? You know he's gonna regret it. There's no way I'm getting married, let alone selling my vintage G.I. Joe and Star Wars toy collections and Lego mocks to pay for it. This guy gave up his dream for a 3. Number 13 Swedish politician Beatrice Timgren says that her daughter will not grow up in a Europe that was shaped by Islamic values. Well, then she's gonna have to leave at some point. Women like her voted for the enrichment in Sweden. What, they don't like it all of a sudden? Europe is eventually gonna balkanize. The cities will be full of the enrichment crowd while the countryside is full of whiteies. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I see happening. Up next, the site says the people who are slightly delusional about their future outperform and out-earn realists. So you're telling me that I should have kept my head in the clouds all this time while growing up and following my dreams? Actually, I did, and I'm ahead of the people around me. There's always something positive to focus on, even when you think there isn't. Remember that sometimes the craziest ideas end up changing the world. Number 15, speaking of Sweden again, it's begun repatriating immigrants who failed to integrate into Swedish society. It's time for them to go. Let them build up their own countries. They look like they spent hundreds of dollars on each pair of jeans. Good luck rounding up the ones that don't want to leave. That's probably most of them. They'll probably just hang out in Belbo in places where the Swedish police won't enter. It's too late. Maybe good old Count Dracula has the right idea. Moving on, should fake up be illegal? Because it transforms women like this. People say her sexual marketplace value jumps by 3 points when she wears it. To be honest though, she kind of looks the same without it except for her eyes and those stuck-on lashes, mascara, and eyeliner. But she's still doable without it. She's also thin, which is more than 65% of Western women these days. I must be the odd man out because I think she looks better without makeup. Number 17, women always seem to complain about men being jealous, but yet jealous women do crazy things like this. This one sold her boyfriend's shoe collection for $250 just because he followed other women on social media. He didn't even cheat or talk to them. And you know that women will say, "You go, girl," and he deserved this. Also, what type of man collects shoes, even if they have high value? That's something that a woman would usually do. Up next, here's yet another reason why people are getting allergies. Lab-grown chocolate will be sold in stores in 2027 according to Oreo, Cadbury, and Toblerone, because it's cheaper than real chocolate. Today's chocolate is already bad enough with all kinds of toxic oils and sugars. Yes, it's lab-grown, and we are the lab rats. Hopefully the real and fake stuff is labeled differently. Yeah, I doubt that's gonna happen. Imagine those poor kids at Halloween. Number 19, Canadians and foreigners have been taking money out of Canada for at least a decade now. And suddenly we're supposed to feel good that for the first time in the third quarter of 2025, Canada's attracting twice as much foreign investment when compared to all the other G7 countries. That's only because we're in a resource phase of the business cycle, and Canada's a resource-based economy. Yet authorities don't want you to know that Canada is falling behind in productivity and wages. Moving on, 10 years ago, Latin America's fertility rate was at replacement. And today it's 1.8, and countries like Chile have a lower birth rate than Japan. Let's see if the Jeets start moving to South America. I doubt they will. The reason for the recent acceleration in the crash of fertility in places like Brazil is because women have given up on Christianity and begun embracing feminism. That's why men going their own way had the largest global participation in Brazil. Number 21 study suggests that female athletes report higher sex drive compared to non-athletes. I guess that explains why they keep running out of condoms at the Olympics. It's obvious what's going on here. Female athletes are more muscular and have higher testosterone levels. That can also explain why society is having less sex than ever. Fat women are not only a turnoff for men, but because they don't have as much muscle, their sex drive is also lower too. Up next, imagine thinking that the reason you can't afford gas is somehow the fault of billionaires. Meanwhile, the state gas tax in California almost doubles the price of fuel. Recently, I drove to Florida from Canada and back, and you could see the price change by about 5 to 10 cents per gallon. But nothing this extreme. Only a total moron would fill up their gas in California when it was so much cheaper in Arizona. Then again, gas was only $2.50 in Alabama until the billionaires decided it was time to bomb Iran. Number 23, this Chinese couple was surprised that their daughter was born with blonde hair and blue eyes. They thought she had been switched at birth, but a paternity test came positive for both of them being the parents. If that's so, then why does the father look nervous in that picture? I wouldn't be surprised if she got pregnant by some white Chad and then bribed the DNA testing company to say that he was the father. Moving on, this woman won a Mortal Kombat tournament while holding her newborn 5 days after giving birth. And she even did her makeup and looks presentable. Women will see this and get pissed off because she's raising standards. To be fair, she probably had 7 months of maternity leave to prepare, while the rest of the men in this tournament probably had to work day jobs. Imagine performing a fatality after performing a birthality. Number 25 in the last one, Hippocrates says that everyone wants to heal until the medicine shows up in the form of discipline. I get on the path of healing by eating a strict keto diet. Every so often I fall off the wagon, and in a week or two later my symptoms from my food allergies flare up, my esophagus and psoriasis. The problem is not discipline at first. The problem is later once a year or two goes by, and I no longer feel pain from my condition. That's when I cheat. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.